Now, in this sixth chapter of John, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, a great multitude. We have a very small multitude in here. A great multitude followed him because he saw his they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. The Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh, and when Jesus lifted up his eyes, saw a great company come unto him, he saith to Philip, "Whence or where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" Simple question. Where shall we buy bread that these may eat? He said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them that everyone may take a little. Now he's waiting for the answer. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, "There's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. What is that among so many?" So the barley loaves, don't get that idea like this. No, if you look that up, they're just small crackers. like a Triscuit. And minnows. Small fish. Now, my dad and I used to go fishing. And we would take some crackers and a can of sardines. Some people don't like sardines. He and I happen to like them. And roll that can back. And all is well. But you're sure not going to feed 5,000 people to that. Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now, there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. The men sat down in number about 5,000. So, in talking to Rick Renner about this, he said that the research shows that there were at least 40,000 people there that day. And he said there was anywhere from 15 to 20,000 around him all the time, everywhere he went. He took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. Likewise, of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto the disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Therefore, they gathered them together 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, "Of a truth, that is the prophet that should come into the world." He didn't do it for the proof. He did it to feed the people. But nobody listened. They had their hearts and mind on the size of that crowd. You could see why. And they're out in the middle of nowhere. And these people are hungry. And so, but the miracle happened in their hands. He gave it to them. He said, "You feed them." Amen. So, what do you think he prayed? "Oh God, bless these little fish. Bless these little crackers. and the hands that caught the fish and the hands that made the crackers. No, no. Increase. Blessing and increase. He blessed it. The blessing was the first thing a human ear heard in the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. Now, we were just in East London, South Africa. Andre was praying. I'm going to show you some pictures here in a moment. I was there at the beginning of it. And anyway, he kept telling me, now I can go back for an, at that time, his ministry invested R1 million into the Citation 10 that we were believing for. So it was about 2005 because we took delivery of that airplane in 2006. Now this was the beginning of it. And that's Andre there on the right. He's driving me around, showing me what is going to happen and how this is going to turn into that. And this is going to be a great big dome. And this woman, and I saw the, although, if you say so, okay. And he, and I said, Andre, where's the money going to come from? He said, I kept praying and I heard the Lord say, the money's in the floor. The money's in the floor. The money is in, look at that. The money is in the floor. So you're not through praying until you listen. Philip didn't listen. The money's in the floor. The money's in. And Andre said, is there gold under there or something? It was better than gold. So when they took out that first floor, the subfloor looked like that. That is an extremely rare African pine. It is against the law to even cut those trees anymore. They make gorgeous furniture. They make the finest guitar frets in the world. The money was in the floor. Now, and I want you to show you now, look at the flatbed trucks full of it. The old floorboards packed, stacked, and ready for transport to Cape Town. I said, Andre, how much was it? He said, more than enough. Now, I was there and dedicated it. I want you to see the real thing here. There we are. That was an old sheep barn. And the money was in the floor. The money was in the floor. So it is important to listen in any area of offerings. Gloria and I learned early on to listen. But my first faith project was a pair of socks. When I left home, I didn't run out of socks. I just go get my dad's socks, but that didn't work anymore. And I needed some socks, so I decided to get them by faith and to listen and listen and listen and how to do this. So that's the way it began. But then we began to listen all the time. And we started out listening to tapes all the time, day and night. And at the time that this all occurred, the two of us being scriptural illiterates, I said, Gloria, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they all tell the same story. She said, yes, isn't that wonderful? So that's where we began. But we were listening to those tapes. I mean, night and day. We didn't have time for television. We didn't have time for anything. Our faith was growing. And we really didn't pay much attention to it, but I noticed we would be gone a week and come back. I'd go to study hall. And ORU was one of the first colleges in the country to do this. And this goes all the way back. They didn't even have digital. It's just an old telephone dial kind of thing, you know, like that. So you go in there and put the headset on, and you could dial up a number, and I could get my lectures and listen to them. And I could listen to them 3, 4, 5 times if I needed to. And that's the way we began. So it became very, very important to listen. Well, I didn't understand why I had professors that would come into the study hall and they'd get pull my headset off and they'd say, Kenneth, this man had been in the ministry longer than I was old. Would you agree with me about some, would you pray concerning this and concerning that? Could you do this? Sure. They came to me one day and said, God has taken his hand off of Brother Roberts. I said, what are you talking about? We went back for the Abundant Life magazine, and some of these people had lost their healing. I said, well, let me ask you, did he heal them? Well, no. Well, the only thing I could come up with, I thought, well, the same unbelief that got him sick in the first place hit him again. Oh. Well, I was, a clean sheet of paper where the Lord was concerned. So I was learning to listen. Pray and listen. Pray and listen. Pray and listen. And I had to learn how to do it. So I started with that pair of socks. And I had such an outstanding experience the night before I registered, and the Lord got that through me in such a booming way that it became a powerful thing to me. And I learned that I was hearing here and not here. So I would hold something here and get my attention here. So, and listen here. And I do this until today. I walk in my closet. I have a walk-in closet. I go in there and didn't always have that. But I'm increasingly blessed today. And I say, Father, should I wear this suit? Yes, sir. Or no, sir. Yes, sir, or no, sir, is about all you can handle. Unless you get into a conversation, which that happens occasionally. But and just stand there. Stand there until it settles in here. I remember John Osteen saying, the most important thing that I have ever learned is that God is smarter than I am. And he already knows the beginning from the end. And all, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the A and the Z and all in between. He already knew it. And he's already in the future. Because he's the one that knows when the resurrection is coming. He's the only one that knows. He's the only one that knows exactly how long our star is going to last. Our sun. He's the only one that knows. He created it. What a God we serve. And he's so way ahead of us. Then think about how he has to slow down to even communicate. So we pray and we listen. Father, we thank you tonight. You are the God that's more than enough. You are El Shaddai, the forever God, and the wonders of it all. Oh, Lord, I'm so hungry. I don't know much, but what little I do know has made me hungry for more. Glory to God. To hear more and to see more into the Spirit. And to understand to him over why she is. Yes, I am in the future. And my desire is to see to it that you don't have to struggle. I've done the struggling for you. Whatever you're going through, I've been there. Whatever you've not seen, I know. And as time progresses, I will reveal these things to you if you'll take time to be still and know that I'm God. And on the throne of the universe is a huge responsibility. And I'm still searching to and fro across the earth to find those who will seek my face and to know my name. And as I find those people, I will show them things they know not of, and I will teach them things of which they have never heard. And as you go on through life, I'll show you things and insights and concepts and ideas from my word and from my creation. I'll show you wonders. And these things please me, saith the Lord. For I'm very, very pleased with my children as they walk by faith and become hungry for my word and hungry to know my face and to see me in everything that they do and everything they hear. So give me praise and honor me, and I will continue to pour the wisdom that has come through the ages. I will pour those things into your heart and into your mind and show you things. Take the time to be still. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me early in the morning when you first wake up. I will reveal myself to you. I will reveal myself to you in my book. And you will come to that place. If you know me through my word, then you can have a place that's more intimate with me than with any person on the earth. For I love you, and all that I have belongs to you. And I want you to have all of it. And I want you to have it in abundance. And it'll come through, and it'll settle down on you. And it will seem like as the anointing grows and your ears are open to me, my ears are always open to you. But in those quiet moments, it will seem like someone has just put a warm coat over your shoulders in a very cool evening. And there I will be. And there I am. This place tonight, if you could only see the angels in this room, the prosperity angels, the healing angels. So, Father, we give you praise and thank you. in Jesus' name. What's your testimony?
Brother Colton, this is Anita. She's from Silva, North Carolina. And early last year, she had a brain tumor and she had surgery, but the surgery caused all of her hair to fall out and she lost all of her equilibrium. So she came to Knoxville, bald, and she couldn't walk straight.
But I had the toboggan on. I was a lady that sat on the first row.
I remember you.
Yes, sir.
Look at the shine on your face, girl.
And I have holy curls.
Oh, yeah.
My hair wasn't this curly before then, but after it came back in, God gave me curls.
Praise God.
But anyhow, they tried to give me a walker, and I said, no. Whenever I first got up out of the bed, I looked at my legs. They didn't want to move, and I went like this. I said, God gave you to me to walk, and you're going to walk now. Walk. And I walked. And God told me, I knew he could supernaturally heal me because I was a believer. You have taught me that. You have taught me faith. And so I was like, God, you supernaturally healed me Good Friday 1999 from a wreck that I was in. And I know you can do it today because you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And he said, I have to take you through a process. But look at me today. Here I am. But I want to let you know that I would not agree to have that surgery until I got his peace about it. Because when I got his peace, I knew I had my healing.
Yes.
That's praise God. Glory be to God. Yeah. And look at me today. I'm in the gym. I'm working out. And
whoa.
I rested for a year. But I am so grateful that he healed me that I could use this brain of mine for his kingdom work.
Even in a world where sickness surrounds us, every steadfast believer can know with confidence that they can live protected from whatever is out there and live in vibrant health. In the audio series, God Wants You Well, Gloria Copeland takes you through the scriptures, illuminating the essence of God's desire to heal and restore you to divine health. This series outlines a truth for every believer. Healing is not a distant dream. On the cross, Jesus carried the weight of your pain and discomfort, securing your healing with profound sacrifice. Picture this. God envisions you thriving in your spirit, mind, and body, resulting in you flourishing at home, excelling professionally, channeling creativity, nurturing relationships, and pursuing dreams with newfound vigor. Whether you've studied the Bible's healing promises for years or are just beginning, this message will strengthen your faith. Brace yourself for a transformation. See your faith fortified and sharpened. Now is the moment to resolve any doubts. God wants you well. In Gloria Copeland's powerful series, God Wants You Well, she explores the Word of God concerning your healing. God's nature is to heal you so you can live in divine health. Receive your free CD series when you visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
KCBC is where I built a solid faith foundation before I started my career.
With our busy schedules, finding a college with a close community and shared values was so important to us.
And we found it here.
At KCBC, I renewed my identity in Christ. I got a second chance and found my purpose.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a community of family and faith here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Through practical and classroom education, get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry with faith, integrity, and excellence. Get hands-on ministry and outreach opportunities, discover new gifts and talents, and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Psalms 35:27 says, "Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." Prosperity is God's will for you, and it is the covenant promise to every child of God. It gives your Heavenly Father great pleasure when you have more than enough to meet every need and see every dream fulfilled. God has promised you with a simple way to activate your covenant promise of prosperity in Galatians 6:6-8. Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. You can't cheat God. Whatever a man sows, that is what he will reap. He who sows to his flesh will reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life. This is God's covenant promise to you. When you sow into the lives of those that have ministered the good news of God's kingdom, then God personally sees to it that you receive an abundant harvest in return. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and we would like to give you an opportunity to share in the covenant benefits of spreading the gospel. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for every seed you joyfully invest into this ministry. You are helping us send out the uncompromised message of faith on every available voice. All of this offering we received are treated with great respect, and we pray over them and agree with you for the abundant harvest God has promised you. Together with you, we're reaching the lost and building up the body of Christ around the world. Let me pray over your offering today. To you, our God, we thank you for our daily bread and for the seed that we have to sow. We lift it up before you that you may be glorified in the Son, planting the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth. We bless this ministry with our seed, and we receive the harvest of manifold riches of your grace. Amen. If you need prayer over any situation in your life, I encourage you to call our prayer line. KCM has licensed trained prayer ministers in all their offices around the world. They will help you find the scriptures that speak to your situation, and they will pray in faith with you. Give our prayer ministers a call and let us help you receive the victory God has planned for you. There is nothing that faith in God and in his word would not overcome. Thank you for joining us this week. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the word of faith to families around the world.